This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about a book that I have found very fascinating, very worthwhile. I think what it would be, the author is Sig Swanstrom. And Sig, I would say that your book, God, Guns, and Guts of Firearm Defense, The Bible View, is really a fleshing out of many of the same themes that we put into a fact sheet many years ago. It's up on our website, What Does the Bible Say About Gun Control? But when I read your book, I thought, we are on the same page. And so I want people to know about this book. And as I told you just a second ago, I'd like to just bring out something that you pointed to in the book that maybe I had forgotten, if that's the case, but that ugly piece of sculpture in the UN Plaza with a revolver with a knotted barrel, that was a gift from the Soviet Union. Now, they usually steal things and kill people. Why in the world would they be giving anything away? Commies don't give. They take. Okay. Anyway, now I got that out of my system. I was fascinated with some of your background after your, I guess it was a retirement from law enforcement career, because you had been a police officer for quite some time. You had been in Guatemala, and I presume that, well, I'm not sure exactly when you were there. I was there shortly after Rios Montt had become the president. That's not the right word. He had become the head of a junta that had invited him in from retirement as a general. The country was in deep doo-doo. Guerrillas were working their will pretty much everywhere. And along comes Rios Montt, and even though these were kind of Smithsonian-type curio ancient weapons that he gave to the Highlanders in Guatemala, that stopped the communists from taking over the country. And I was fascinated that you were there at approximately the same time, and you saw something that I hadn't even seen, which at one time there were armed greeters in a church in Guatemala.
Yep. Yeah, but nothing like a machine-gun toting person to make you feel welcome when you approach the doors of church.
Well, if you're a guerrilla, it might not, but if you're a worshiper, it might actually. Hey, maybe this won't be a soft target that gets hit today. And it worked out extremely well. You probably know even better than I, but Rios Montt, having armed the Highlanders, was and thus developing a trust and working relationship with the military that basically had not existed theretofore, he was able, getting information from the villagers who were now willing to talk to the cops, as it were, and launched a massive pincer action that drove the main body of the guerrillas into a box canyon, and they mowed him down from a small plane, or maybe several small planes. And no more commies in Guatemala, and boy, did they have their tail tucked between their legs after that one. And that was a guy that reached out, and I heard this from an officer who I remembered when I was talking to him at the time. He did not believe in anything, but he said, no, listen, when we go into a village, we look for the evangelicals because they don't get drunk and they are not seeking revenge. And wow, what a testimony those Christian villagers had, that even an unbelieving military officer realized where his best ally was.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, you saw that.
I was in Guatemala a little after you, but I did have the privilege of meeting Rios Montt. I actually met him the first time at a national prayer breakfast event. and happened to be seated next to him at a dinner, and he really challenged me to come to Guatemala and help his people. He said, you've helped people all over the world, but we're your neighbors and we need your help. So I packed up my family a few years later and went down there. But I had the opportunity to develop a relationship with General Mott, and he was really a great man. And
he was intense. I can see that he was a leader. I can see that I'd be willing to follow him.
Yeah. Well, the American government, for the most part, did not like him very well because he wouldn't do what he was told. He did.
And of course, Lee had such a spectacular. We had such a spectacular record dealing with insurgencies. Isn't that what we did in Vietnam? Meanwhile, here's this not very tall guy, and he is whooping the commies decisively in a relatively short period of time. So it's disappointing that our government was that slow on the uptick.
Yeah, and he managed to run Che Guevara out of the country, too. I don't know if you recall that Che Guevara was in Guatemala before he was in other places in Central and South America and before Cuba. And they basically, by just strategic efforts, ran him out of the country.
it went to the honor of the Bolivian military to finish off Che Guevara. His last words were reportedly something like, I guess he'd been wounded. He said, "I'm Che. I'm more valuable alive than dead." And happily, the officer had the good sense to say, "Bang."
Yeah, let's end this problem.
So, it's just remarkable that an armed people was able to do something, and really, we're not talking fancy weapons. I'm sure it would have been a lot easier for them if they'd have had AR-15s or AKs or something of that sort.
Yeah, they were old World War II bolt-action rifles, Lee Enfields and other pretty old and in pretty bad shape weapons, and with just a little bit of training, that really spelled the difference. Then one day at lunch with General Mott, I was really curious about this because the U.S. State Department had downplayed what you just related about arming the civilians.
Right.
And so I decided I wanted to find out for sure. And so I asked him over lunch, you know, what was it that broke the back of the guerrilla movement? And he said, he sat back and thought and then said, well, it was really two things. Said, I armed the civilians. And secondly, I built roads. And
oh, yes. The Army can't. Very good point. The Army couldn't get to you to help you. Otherwise.
And your neighbors from the neighboring communities couldn't get to you either.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a mutual aid pact established between the villagers and their neighboring villages. And that and the arming of civilians is what made the difference. So,
it's such a remarkable story. And, you know, one of the things that eats me right inside my guts is that Rios Montt, certainly among the left, is viewed as a genocidal murderer. Au contraire, he was not in the military when those kinds of things actually were happening. The military didn't know who the good guys were from the bad guys, and there were horrible slaughters of innocent people. That's what Rios Montt put a stop to. He looked at them as a Christian would look at anybody and say, whatever I might think, that's another human being, another creature of God, and I'm going to treat him with respect. And it was that basic view that led to the arming of the Highlanders and breaking the back of the commies and the roads, as you say, which is I hadn't thought of that before. It was I read in your book, but yes, a very good point.
Yeah, and one other thing that is very often missed.
Why don't you hold on?
Sure.
Begin with that on the other side of the break, talking right now with Sig Swanstrom. He's the author of God, Guns, and Guts, a Firearms Defense. the Bible view. How politically incorrect is this? We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with the author, Sig Swanstrom, of book God, Guns, and Guts, A Firearms Defense, The Bible View. And just to drive some liberal even crazier than he might already be, on the cover is a guy in a suit coat, and he's slashing open his suit coat, And on one side is a big old hog of a pistol. And on the other side is what looks like a rather well-read Bible, both of them, of course, holstered. The Bible has a holster as well as the handgun. And that you must be one of the original bitter clingers, sir.
Yeah, that helped motivate me to write this book. I know. You're very discerning that you took that out. Most people miss the Bible, but absolutely right. That's the point I wanted to get across, is what does the Bible really have to say about these topics? Not, you know, just a lot of personal opinion, but, you know, what does it really say? And what can we learn even from Jesus' life about weapons, even though he didn't, you know, carry a weapon himself? It's much a missed fact that at least several of his disciples did carry a sword. And at the end, you know, one of the things talked about at the Last Supper was, you know, there was the foot washing and other very important things that happened at that event. But the passage of Luke 22:36 and is much missed, where he told his disciples at the end of that dinner, if you don't have a sword, sell your coat and buy one. And, you know, I take that to heart. I mean, that's relevant for us today. It may not be a sword, but the modern-day sword is the handgun.
You know, your discussion of this was very thorough, and one of the points that it hit was a view mistakenly held by other Christians that when Christ was shown Peter's sword and he said, good, that's enough. And now, a lot of folks have looked at that and said, oh, a second sword, that's enough. You don't need, everybody doesn't need to be armed in here, just those two. But you pointed out that, no, they were having a discussion. Christ knew that time was limited. Well, unhappily for Christ, but happily for us, there were other things to do that night. And he's simply saying, end of discussion. Yeah, you got it. Good. Now let's move on. And I thought, excellent way to handle that, because there are people that will take any opening to try to say, see, Christians aren't supposed to fight back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and notice in his comments to Peter a little later, when Peter chopped the ear off the servant, he didn't say, you know, using that sword is inappropriate, you know, stop that. He said it's inappropriate for the current time,
in exactly.
The current circumstance, for what he was trying to accomplish. And he didn't ridicule Peter in the least. He said it's just the wrong time.
There was kind of a companion passage in another one of the gospel accounts where Christ asked the question, presumably at about that same time, don't you know that my Father could send a legion of angels to protect me? All making the same point. I'm not here to be protected. After all, let's remember, Jesus is the one who created the world by speaking it into existence. This is the Lord that, when confronted by these guards that came to make the illegal arrest in the garden, when he said, I am, in answer to, where's this Jesus guy at? They fell down. The power of his word alone blew them over. So I think he could have avoided the cross had that been the purpose for coming to earth. And that was just a really interesting and important point, I think. So I'm glad you raised these kinds of issues.
Well, that issue that he brought up in Luke 22 is, I think, significant on a deeper level as well, because it appeared that two, maybe more, but at least two of his 12 disciples carried a sword.
Right.
And the passage in Luke there, in Luke 22, he's telling them that's not enough. That was enough for his time when he was on earth, but it's not time for the next chapter of life of what's coming in the future.
And he made that point, that I will no longer be with you. So, I think that's exactly what was intended by those words. So, excellent.
He had 3 points there. One is to be prepared financially. Second is to be prepared with provisions. And third is to be prepared with defense. And I think that's, you know, the key thing for us to remember in this era as well, is to be prepared. After Jesus was crucified and rose, a few years later, the Romans destroyed the town of Jerusalem. And according to Josephus, who is the prominent historian at the time, Jewish historian, he writes about it, and it appears that all the Christians in Jerusalem escaped because they saw what was coming, and they were perceptive to the signs of the times, and they got out of Jerusalem in time before the Romans managed the blockade. So a million people were killed. Apparently, there were no Christians killed because they got out in time. And that's a real good lesson for us as well.
I think so. I'm glad you drew that out of that passage, because others have gone in other directions, and I think it kind of helps take the eye off the ball, which, as you just laid out, we need to be prepared. And I would say maybe the first thing is mentally. Now, saying that, in my opinion, the American people have been given a 4-year reprieve. Barack Obama was intent on destroying the country. His words were, "I'm going to fundamentally transform it." And as somebody else had remarked, when you're proposing marriage to your now wife, you don't say, "Honey, I want to marry you. I want to really make you look good."
Right.
I don't think that proposal would be accepted very often. So guys, don't try that.
Yeah, really.
But when you were writing, which was about 4 or 5 years ago, things looked a little different from the relative sunshine that we now are able to move in. And Obama was busy at work, and he was tearing down quite busily, quite effectively, I might add. Some people initially thought the guy was a doofus because some of the things he was doing were just kind of destructive. And hey, didn't you hear him say he wanted to fundamentally transform the country?
Well, right. That was the one thing he said you could believe.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from the Communist Party, and I'm here to control you. And by the way, that's essentially the message of Hillary Clinton, who was an acolyte, a friend of Saul Alinsky, a self-described communist. So hear the music. We've got to bug out. We're talking with Sig Swanstrom about his book, God, Guns, and Guts of Firearm Defense.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to our conversation. We're talking with Sig Swanstrom about his book, God, Guns, and Guts, of Firearm Defense, the Bible View. And I think I pointed out once already, but Sig had a career in law enforcement before he went to Guatemala for some time. Couldn't get away from violence while he was there. It was a pretty peppy time. But anyway, one of the things that I took note of, and I think it's going to have to explode the head of a Christian pacifist, love is being able to stop criminals. Oh, huh. No, love is not letting them trample over people. One of the Proverbs says that for the righteous man to give way to the wicked is the same as a murky spring or a polluted well. So it doesn't sound like God's very happy with that situation.
Yeah, hand in hand with love is justice, and not that we are the ones who deliver justice. I'm not inferring that. But we are the ones that protect justice and ensure that justice actually is happening. So the only loving response we can have in the era we're living is to be the sheepdog, you know, to protect the weak against oppression. And when I first took the oath as a police officer, that was the first part of the oath, to protect the weak against oppression and to stop the violent. And that's, I think, what each of us basically has as our own charge. It's going to be to one degree or another, according to our abilities and, you know, physical stamina and so on. It's not necessarily always toting a gun, but it is being an ambassador for peace. But peace doesn't happen without the strength that stands behind it. When I was, my first third world experience was in Haiti, and it was just before I graduated from college. I was 20 years old, and we went, I went to support a friend of mine who was doing and working on an article for National Geographic. And in the process, in the little town we lived in, Jacmel, there were 54 people that were assassinated during that time that we were there. The Tantanmaku, the secret police, would round them up and make them dig their own grave and then machine gun them into the grave, and then they'd cover it over with no tombstone. And, you know, that was a real wake-up call for me to realize I was a pacifist at the time. You know, it's anti-war, Vietnam era. I was a pacifist, raised in a staunch Democrat home where my father was a university professor and very active in the Democrat Party.
You had a lot to overcome in your background.
But I realized if good people don't stand up against evil, evil will win. And that was one of my big takeaway lessons from that time in Haiti, is that we, the people, have to stand up. You know, when I was a police officer, we had a little saying that was, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's not a knock on the police. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah, but, you know, a number of police chiefs recently have admitted that the role of the police isn't to protect the public, it's to arrest the perpetrators after the fact.
After the fact.
We have to be able to stand up for ourselves, protect ourselves and our loved ones, our communities. And again, I'm not talking about some kind of vigilante justice, but I am talking about the willingness to stand up and be a sheepdog. I like the sheepdog analogy because the kind of dogs that protect sheep are ordinarily very passive and nice and not, you know, they're not the big growling dog. But when their sheep are threatened, you know, it's a different personality comes out of that animal. And I think that's the same for us. At least it should be.
I think that's an excellent analogy. I like that very much, that the police in that with that kind of attitude are partners in public safety rather than overlords. And that's excellent. You have another statement that I thought really was excellent and went to the heart of a great deal of the issue right now. We have allowed government to criminalize ownership of guns. If I cannot legally buy a new gun without getting it registered, in effect, through the instant background check. And there's something really wrong with that. And somebody will say, well, you're not in favor of putting guns in the wrong hands, are you? And I guess one of the answers I can give is out of some 20 million checks that were run in a recent year, 44 prosecutions for lying on the form in order to buy the gun and get the gun registered. That's all that took place, 44 prosecutions. So I'm sure you were not involved in too many 4473 violations because they just they don't rise to the surface. Crooks are not quite that stupid.
No, never. I mean, this hits on another point, which is one of my hot-button issues, and that is those of us that are gun owners do need to secure our guns at home. Because, or in our cars, because where do the bad guys get them? It's not going to Bass Pro Shop and buying it. It's not going to a gun show and buying it. It's buying it on the street from someone who stole it or is a felon for someone who stole it. So the guns in crimes are stolen guns. And, you know, so that needs to be clarified. It isn't a problem of the gun purchasing system. But secondly, it is an onus on us as responsible people to make sure that our guns are properly secured. It's not just about keeping children away from it, as important as that is. It's also about making sure we're not arming the bad guys.
Absolutely correct. Yes, sir. One of the things that another one of the things that I took a special note of from your book, God, Guns, and Guts of Firearms Defense, was the idea that lack of planning can be very disastrous. And you, one of the notions that I tried to recall very well is the idea that something happened and I lost my train of thought. Anyway, if you haven't been rehearsing possible scenarios that could likely happen in your circumstances, and of course as a cop, I'm sure you could think of a few more than I could. That's really wisdom, is to try to be as prepared as you can so that when bad stuff happens, it's almost always going to be by surprise, and you're going to have to react almost instantaneously.
From my research, it looks like it's about half the time when good people use a gun, not necessarily shooting the gun, but using it, about half the time is something that is occurring, like they hear a noise in the house and they grab their gun and investigate while their wife calls the police, say. The other is this instantaneous. And I think a good story that sort of illustrates this point. One of my friends, who was actually on the pistol team for the police department, one night, it was one of those rare nights in the Los Angeles area where it was quiet, and he was fighting to stay awake. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, so he stopped at a strip mall, and he started just walking the strip mall, pulling on the doors and checking things to make sure everything was secure. Not because he was really worried about it, but he was trying to stay awake. Well, he turned the corner to go around to the back of the building and came face to face with a burglar who was standing there with a gun pointed at his head.
Good evening, Governor.
The burglar was a gangbanger, and he had seen the police officer arrive and decided he was going to kill him, the police officer, that night.
Oh,
so,
nice.
As my friend turns the corner, face to face, is about 12 feet away from each other.
Hold on to that. We're going to have to remain in suspense during the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Stig Swanstrom, the author of God, Guns, and Guts, Firearm Defense, was telling us about a rather exciting evening he had. And I guess your boredom vanished rather quickly when you faced this MS-13 type apostle of peace.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't me. It was my friend, fellow police officer, who was checking the doors on this building and came around the back face-to-face with this burglar with a gun on him. And the bad guy starts shooting. My friend draws his gun and starts shooting. And at a distance of 12 feet, they both emptied their guns and neither hit each other. So my
That's not unusual. A friend of mine in South Africa has a brother who had a large closet, and he went into the closet and realized that there was a bad guy in there. And they did the same thing from about a distance of 6 feet. They emptied their guns and nobody was hurt.
So, yeah, this comes to your point of being prepared mentally with things that we might encounter. If we are not living in that yellow zone, you know, there's the different zones of situation awareness. You know, the white is oblivious and the yellow is aware, you know, and then it works its way down. But either extreme, the black zone is overreacting and the white zone is underprepared. Neither of those are a good solution. We're not to live in panic. We're not to live in fear. That's not necessary. But if we live with a modicum of preparedness and we live aware, then, you know, we can deal with the situations that come up. So my friend, you know, he never lived it down his entire rest of his career in the police department that he missed this guy. But it's understandable because he was completely taken by surprise. So that's one of our challenges, is to not let that happen to us, just to be aware of what's going on, not paranoid, just aware of what's going on around us.
And I thought another thing that you had in your book is dealing with, if you do, God forbid, get into a shootout, and maybe this is pretty close to a quote, nonsense that it's not fair to shoot a criminal in the back. Now, I suppose if arguably he's running away saying, I didn't know you were home, that might be one such situation. But just because he's running away doesn't mean he's not coming back in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, as a police detective, I investigated, of course, lots of shootings. And it always amazed me. I think every single time where a civilian got the drop, and often what a police officer did as well, got the drop on a bad guy, and he's holding a gun on somebody else, the individual thinks he has some kind of Rogers Rules of Orders responsibility of having this guy turn and face him so he can shoot him face on. And that's just not practical. I mean, if someone's life is in imminent peril of serious bodily injury or death, you don't have to worry about warning him or whatever. You need to take care of the situation and neutralize the situation. And I'm afraid television and the movies train us in a very poor way.
And as you pointed out, you don't shoot to wound, because with the adrenaline pumping, I've read that I might be 50% of whatever proficiency I have at the range where the target's not shooting back at me. And so you've just got to shoot for the center of mass, and you've got to do it as soon as you realize you're in trouble. And that was another point that you made. It was, why don't you relate to the time when an officer was dealing with a hostage situation and the dirtbag had a gun to, I guess it was a child hostage, head, and how that got resolved. Because the first officer that had his gun on the dirtbag hesitated.
Yeah. Yeah, and are you thinking of a situation that involved the civilian?
Well, I think so. Then there were two other officers that didn't have to think about whether I can kill somebody, and they went ahead and finished the job and took the guy down. Had they not, that hostage with a gun at his head could have been dead in a fraction of a second.
Yeah. Yeah, if someone's in harm's way, a gun is pointed at them, it's our responsibility to neutralize that threat. Now, we do have to be careful. I had a acquaintance of mine who was just got off duty, was on his way home, pulled into the gas station, and was pumping up, putting gas in his car, and decided he wanted I forget what it was he wanted inside the convenience mart. And he goes walking in, and of course, like so many of these, it's glass in the front, but they've got all kinds of posters and advertisements in the window, so he couldn't see until he walked in. But he opens the door, and here's a guy holding the employee at gunpoint. He's actually got his gun to the guy's head, and, you know, it's an imminent death situation. And so this fellow officer was brilliant in his response, because he had thought these things through before. He dropped to one knee, and so that he was pointing his gun upward, and he waited for the guy to move the barrel away from the head of the clerk, and then he pulled the trigger, because he was afraid if he did it with the gun against the clerk's head, that a reflex action would cause him to pull the trigger. So he waited until the barrel swung away, and then he took his decisive shot.
I don't remember. I guess I'm conflating.
He was on his knees, shot the bullet upward, and there were a number of people in the store, so he didn't have to worry about a secondary penetration either, which is, you know, another very real threat. So, you know, the scenario that you were talking about earlier, running scenarios in your own mind, what would I do if this guy at the, you know, was walking up to my car at the intersection, you know, what if he tried to carjack me? Or when you walk into that convenience mart, what if it's being robbed right when I walk in? You know, these are the kind of questions we have to ask ourselves, not, you know, continuously unrelenting paranoia, but just periodically, because if we've asked ourselves these questions and resolved them and come to an answer in our own mind, it's unlikely that we will encounter the same exact situation. But that thought process establishes muscle memory, mental muscle memory. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we are prepared, much better prepared, to react in those instantaneous situations with making the proper choice.
I forget his name right now, but there was an Army colonel that studied men in action and men who had, police officers as well as soldiers. Some had died with their gun in their holster. They just couldn't get it through their head in that moment of time that, not only is this guy trying to kill me, but I've got to shoot him in the most efficient way possible, even if it means I kill him. And right. that hesitation, can I take a life? The time to have that debate with oneself is not when you're faced with that kind of crisis.
And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, to help people work through those processes so they are ready to act when the time comes. And they do know not just what the law allows, but what is the moral law that applies as well? What does God expect of us? Because we are to honor and value human life. And when we dispatch even the worst criminal, we're sending him off to hell. And that's no small thing to think about. You know, we
right.
don't do this capriciously. We do it to save the life of an innocent. And that is where our responsibility really lies. And that's where justice comes in, is we take the stand for the innocent, not for the criminal. And unfortunately, our legal system and our media seem to favor the rights of the dirtbag instead of the rights of the innocent people who are being victimized.
That's been a constant problem, and we've not brought our politicians to heel for allowing that. One of the things that has struck me is that we need to withdraw jurisdiction from federal courts in some of these matters where they have just messed up crime and punishment. But alas, we're out of time, so let me just tell you, Sig Swanstrom, thanks so much for your book, for this interview.
Thank you, Larry.
Is God, Guns, and Guts of Firearms Defense.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.